How to create a yoga class sequence. Think back to your school days and try to remember how your teacher taught you your favorite subject. Did she use playing cards to teach words and letters, rhymes to teach us the names of rivers, or a mathematical theorem to teach us about measurements and diagrams to understand the anatomy of the human body? Hello and welcome to the lindyyoga.com podcast. This means that you need a lesson plan to teach a yoga class. Like any other subject, yoga requires a plan or yoga sequence to be able to give a yoga class to yoga students. Yoga teachers often create their own sequences of yoga postures. Some use online tools to help them plan the sequences. To teach a smooth, flowing yoga class, the teacher must first understand how each posture relates to the next. Each style of yoga has different yoga sequences. You need to work out what type of yoga class you want to teach before you can start creating a lesson plan or sequence. The order in which you teach each yoga posture depends on the type of yoga class you are teaching. For example, the sequence for a Vinyasa flow yoga class will be different from the sequence for an Iyengar yoga class. Some yoga teachers start the class with simple muscle strengthening exercises followed by toe walking, moving on with arms raised, and then start teaching different poses of Tadasana. To teach Tadasana in the different yoga styles, you need to follow a different sequence. In Ashtanga Vinyasa Yoga, Tadasana is performed on the toes and is the beginning and ending Tadasana in the Surya Namaskar sequence, which is used to warm up the body. Tadasana is also a basic posture for all standing postures. Setting the feet wider is common in Vinyasa Yoga styles and provides a more stable base in this and other standing asanas. The Vinyasa and Hatha yoga sequences usually emphasize breathing and inner energy while training specific areas of the body. In Iyengar yoga, Tadasana is performed with the arms above the head or on the sides of the legs, depending on the type of yoga being taught. What are the different possibilities of yoga sequences? Your aim when creating a yoga sequence should be to make it logical and flowing. The sequence of poses should be designed to release tension and strengthen weaker parts of the body while uplifting the heart and freeing the mind. While there are many approaches to sequencing a yoga class, we will focus on the following five types of yoga class sequencing. There are five ways to set a yoga sequence that can help you create a new sequence for each class. Alternatively, you can teach the same set sequence in each session. Read the full article on www.lindyyoga.com and discover the How to Create a Yoga Class Sequence with How-To videos. Just click the link below the video.